Welcome to the Alternating Current Podcast, the podcast where we bring light to careers in the electrical industry and break down those stigmas around working in the skilled trades. I'm your host, Liz Campbell, Director of Chapter Development for the Atlanta Electrical Contractors Association. All right. Thank you so, so much for coming on. This is going to be our holiday last podcast for 2023. Appreciate you coming on the Alternating Current Podcast.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. It is my favorite time of year.
Same here. So we are going to do a favorite things for the holiday season. So favorite things about the electrical contracting industry. But before we get into all of that, I would like for you to tell us who Todd Grossweiler is.
Sure. Well, I am an executive vice president with the Allison Smith Company. I've been with the company for almost 25 years. One of the things I love about the construction industry, thanks for this company, is the people I get to work with. So that's why I've been here so long. Came out of Georgia Tech as a degreed electrical engineer in 99 and have been here ever since. So happy to keep doing it.
One of my favorite things is actually your story on how you chose Allison Smith.
Yeah, it was, I might turn around, Allison Smith chose me. It was very lucky for me. I said, degreed electrical engineer. I had zero idea that construction was an opportunity for a degreed engineer of any sort. And someone from Allison Smith calls me up the week before I graduate and ask if I want to interview with him. He starts, so I said, sure. Well, tell me a little bit about your company. He goes into the whole sales pitch spiel. We're a commercial electrical contractor. We specialize in fast-paced tenant renovation and data centers and all these other things. And he gets through and says, so does that sound interesting to you, Todd? I say, well, yes, that all sounds very interesting. And mind you, I'm 23 years old. I'm smart, but I'm stupid. The next words that come out of my mouth were, did you actually read my resume? I carry on, thankfully. I said, says I specialize in analog electronics and digital signal processing. I'm having trouble seeing where I fit in with your company. Fortunately for me, the guy on the other end of the phone was also a Georgia Tech electrical engineering grad and fairly witty. He says, you know that V equals IR, right? I was like, well, yeah, that's Ohm's law. It's one of the first things to teach electrical engineering. Yeah. He says, that's all you need to know. He came to campus for one interview. I went to their office for two interviews. And the final interview, I'm sitting across the desk from Bob Allison, the son of the original Allison of Allison Smith. He says, I tell you what, Todd, we'd like to make you an offer for the job. And he says, why don't you try it out for a few months? And if you don't like it, just write it off on your resume as a summer job. So almost 25 years later, this is the longest summer job I've ever had.
I like that. So on that note, as I talk to parents, like when you went to Georgia Tech for electrical engineering, what did you originally want to do with it? I mean, I know you said you had like no clue, but you obviously had to have like some idea of what you wanted to be.
Yeah. So my story started back in junior high. I have a cousin who went to MIT and her husband also went to MIT, both mechanical engineering majors. Very cool. At the time, I lived up in the Northeast. That's where I grew up. So I would get to visit her occasionally at MIT. I was like, well, this is pretty cool, the stuff she's working on. So I decided then that I wanted to be an engineer of some sort. Fast forward to applying to college, I had narrowed it down to mechanical engineering and electrical engineering. And I think I actually flipped a coin and it landed on tails. So I picked electrical engineering. Getting in there, still had no idea. It's all new. Like it's got to be even more difficult today for kids coming out of high school into college, figuring out what to do because there's so many things to choose from, even within a discipline like electrical engineering. So I just picked some things that sounded interesting to me. And they were like the coursework I did the whole time was very interesting. I started thinking about the type of work I would do. And when I was interviewing before getting the call from Allison Smith, it was with companies like Raytheon or Texas Instruments or Lutron even.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it worked out that I did not get any offers directly from any of those before getting an offer from Allison Smith. And here I am.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's really cool. And I know when I started this job, so I knew who Allison Smith was just from being in construction for a while. But then going over to y'all's office, I think it legitimately was in like my first week. And I was like, oh my gosh, this company does all the things, which was really cool. And then obviously being with the association, and you're very much plugged into national goods, and then obviously, you know, here at the association. So that's really cool. So let's go into kind of favorite things about electrical. Obviously, you said the people, that was on my list for like the students, our schools, our members. But like, what would you say would be like the number two thing is your favorite thing about electrical contracting?
The opportunities to get involved in a number of different types of projects. Like you said, yeah, we do everything. Well, there's a lot of stuff to choose from in electrical construction. Some things you may have a passion for, some things you may not, but there's opportunities to kind of find your niche if some of those things, you know, light your bulb, so to speak.
Yeah, that is true. Like, is there a particular division or specialty that Allison Smith does that is your favorite?
I grew up in the tenant interiors world. I don't want to say that's my favorite because I enjoyed, so, you know, one of the other things we say here at Allison Smith is we build problem solvers. So that in opportunities, the next thing below that is problem solving. You have challenges that you get to overcome and see things through to the end. So there's a lot of satisfaction in that. So regardless of the type of projects we're working on, it becomes good. The nice thing about tenant interiors projects is they're generally shorter term projects. So you do get a lot more opportunities to solve problems on many different things. Some of the data center work we do is longer term projects, still a lot of cool stuff, more from complicated systems that you get involved with on those type projects. So there's still a lot of cool factor.
Yeah, and I can definitely see that. I definitely like the problem solving aspect of our industry. That's probably one of my favorite things as well, because it is very solutions based, and there is a huge sense of satisfaction when all those little puzzle pieces fit and you're like, I did that. That was cool. And I got to work with these really cool people. And yeah, I definitely agree. And I know that one of the cool things with Allison Smith is you guys are not risk averse. You guys are very calculated, but you guys have a plan, and it's like the detail is really, really cool. I know when we were at the Women in NECA Future Leaders Conference, what was that, 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. And we were doing the project life cycle. And I know that was more on the collaborative things with National, but that was just really cool because I know for me, like I haven't been in any of the contracting roles other than working in drywall for a brief moment. And so it was cool to see just the whole breakdown in the project lifecycle and how you can get very granular with it and the benefits of that. I think that all of that is really cool. And obviously you being part of the innovation task force? There's so many
innovation and strategy task force. Yes.
And I love that leadership at Allison Smith is great in that they allow you and the other employees to kind of take part in those types of things where you can speak into new things in our industry and kind of be leaders in that role, in those types of roles. I mean, I think that's cool. And a lot of times that's rare in our industry because everybody is very siloed sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of secrets out there if you look hard enough on what it takes to get electrical work done. The thing that I guess separates people is, you know, we're not looking to reinvent the wheel, but we are looking to make incremental improvements in our processes and how we engage our people and train our people and lead them to make sure that we are doing it as efficiently as we can. And every now and again, you get some, you know, technology that comes into place that does make a major impact on how you can do things, and being willing to reach out and, you know, test something like that, because there's a lot of them out there, too. That's the other thing that it's frustrating and cool at the same time. There's so much out there.
Yes.
Trying to find something that generates the best value for your team And that can be different from company to company.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I know you and I have talked about, like different softwares and different gadgets, you know, just over the past couple of years. And it's got to be challenging, especially for a big company. I mean, it's hard when you're a smaller contractor with trying to figure out, you know, like you said, the best value for the money. But even with a bigger company, I feel like, especially because you guys have a lot of very talented people, and it's got to be hard to figure out a consensus for the technology, because there are really cool, bright, shiny things out there. But
absolutely,
is it going to have that longevity? Right. That is kind of a cool thing. That was my number three on the list, was kind of innovation as being one of my favorite things, because it's not just innovation with, you know, technology and things like that, but it's also innovation with just how you guys, your approach in hiring people. I know that I love seeing all of the social media posts, just for how you guys are celebrating the Allison Smith culture. I think that is innovative, because a lot of people have some stigma around our industry kind of being tough and, you know, not for everyone and things like that. But you guys do a great job of showing the personality of Allison Smith in your social media. And it's the same whenever you meet anyone from Allison Smith too, which is really cool.
Yeah. I wish I could take full credit for the culture, but you know, I'm not the only one that's been here a long time. and it's the foundation that was set before us that the current leadership is helping to continue to grow. And hopefully when we retire one day, the next leaders behind us will be doing the same. And Maybe one day I can come, you know, 80 years in existence for Allison Smith this year. I'll be retired by the time we hit 100 years, hopefully.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be great to come back for that party.
Yes. It was the summer when we took our intern to Allison Smith and did the tour, and you brought a whole bunch of the new people, the recently hired people from Allison Smith in tow with us. That was really cool, because I think it was a young lady that was maybe in HR. She had no idea. And I get that. I mean, you know, especially if it's somebody who maybe, again, maybe works in like one little section, and maybe you don't see like the big picture. It was cool, because even in her role, even if she didn't know all of the moving parts in the company, she kept saying over and over again how much she loved her job. She was like, this is the best job I've ever had. I'm like, that's so cool. And she was only a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months into the job. And I'm like, wow, you know, that is great to hear, because again, you know, we do kind of get siloed and there is a stigma. And I think that it is extremely important for anybody in construction, and especially in electrical. I feel like it's very important to have that family aspect. I take a lot for granted, because, you know, on the association side, we are focused 100% on, we're contractor first, and we try to bring people together constantly. And I think that the electrical industry is very unique out of all the specialty trades. And I'm obviously extremely biased, but I think that we do a really great job in Atlanta of keeping everything we have a very family, like close-knit family atmosphere within our association. And even with the open shop electrical contractors, like everybody is very together for electrical. It is totally different. We all might be competitors, but we all are friends. And that is, I think that's rare, especially in construction, because everybody has the same goal, right?
I would absolutely agree. And I know, at the recent industry luncheon, that was, I think Josh Bone made that comment about traveling around, and other people notice it too. I think we do have something special here in Atlanta. Yeah. And again, I'll go back to the previous generations of leadership that helped establish that. I don't know, call it the, you know, gentleman in the South or whatever was happening, but somebody did a good job of, you know, developing these friendly relationships with your competitors. Yeah, we all want to get work and win and be successful, but The Atlanta market has also been mostly pretty darn good. So the opportunities are vast. Even in slow years, there's been enough to keep people afloat. But in good years, there's almost been more than we can handle. So it's a great place to be.
I agree. You know, and as I've dug into kind of the data as far as, you know, hiring and, you know, what were the trends when we had the recession and things like that. And I was amazed at how resilient our companies have been. And I'm like, that's not the picture that we all see. And it's really cool. I know whenever I started, I've been in the construction industry for a number of years, but I was amazed and relieved coming to the association because it was as if I knew everybody already. There were contractors that I knew. There were people that I already knew in our membership, but it was very seamless. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've only been here for, I'll be here 3 years in April, but it seems like I've been here for a lot longer. And again, I think that just speaks to everybody just having that same kind of goal and being very welcoming, which is really cool. And again, it makes me extremely biased whenever I'm going and talking to students in schools, because I'm like, we're here, especially talking to parents. I would absolutely feel comfortable sending my child to any of our companies because of that just network and welcoming family kind of aspect to our industry.
Yeah. And I think about, you know, if you look at some of Allison Smith's competitors in the market, a number are also well-established, been here a long time, and have people that have worked for their companies just as many years as I've worked for Allison Smith. Gosh, I think one of the guys at Englund & Stubbs has been there for 50 years or something. I mean, it's a crazy amount of time to think about it. Just that there's a lot more families out there, so to speak, in this industry in Atlanta, which is great.
It is cool. And you don't really hear about those types of things. You know, there are a lot of multi-generation companies in construction. And I know just from being in non-construction companies, I was floored coming into our industry and being like, this company is celebrating, especially for Allison Smith, 80 years. That is a long time. And it's really, really cool. Just the history of Atlanta, number one. I mean, I'm kind of a history nerd when it comes to stuff like that. But it is really impressive to be able to see and then meet these companies that have been built Atlanta, built our, you know, metro areas and the different iterations of stadiums and hospitals. And again, is pushing that innovation kind of forward. It's cool. It's very, very cool, actually.
Yeah, it is great. I think about another one of the longstanding contractors in Atlanta is Brooksberry Haney.
Yeah.
Well, the original start of Allison Smith was actually Brooks Allison. And
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So that in 1943, that was the Allison Smith start and joined up with Brooks. Eventually the two companies split and Brooks became Brooksberry Haney. Allison became Allison Smith, but both still in operation in Atlanta.
That is really cool. See, and these are the types of things. This is what I love learning about with our association, because our association has been around since 1929. And I'm amazed because we have a lot of old brochures, we used to have not a yearbook, but it was kind of like a yearbook with all these people's names. And the association used to have a security person. And I'm like, that's hilarious. There was like an event person, things like that. The security officer, it wasn't even an officer role. It was like a security coordinator. Mm-hmm. Not safety in the old office then. So yeah, maybe there was some, you know, security needed, but that was like in the 70s. But it's kind of cool, again, you know, just to kind of look back and see those types of things. And when we were at the industry luncheon and the guy from Allison Smith.
So we had Snuffy Smith.
Was that him?
Yeah. So he was the smoker. You can tell by his voice, but Garth is his
Garth
name, but he went by Snuffy when he worked for us.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I loved hearing his input on the association. That was really cool. He was cracking me up talking about how we used to have a fish fry, and he said he was going to plug it at whenever he stood up, which he did. Mm-hmm. He was great. And I love that we have that industry luncheon, because we do invite all of those seasoned from the industry, because they've been around, and that's cool to see the progression and to listen to those stories. I value all of the people who are starting to retire. It is kind of like what you were talking about with, like, a hope that we can all continue that. And then the people, you know, coming up below us, you know, just continue to see the importance of those things. I think we will. I think that, you know, we've talked about it with electric and things like that. I think a lot of the things that I'm seeing now is trying to hang on and glean a lot of the best practices and what works from the people who are retiring. A lot of times I'm amazed that it's time for people to retire, because, you know, especially I feel like everything has sped up over the last 10 years. I think it's sped up tenfold. So I'm like, is it really time for you to retire? It surely can't be, because I feel like some of those people are kind of giants in our industry, especially in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've thought about that some too. I'm still years from retirement, but I was like, well, what age do I want to retire? And
right,
if you still enjoy doing what you're doing, that doesn't mean you have to retire.
True.
You know, now my wife might tell me otherwise, but
right.
But yeah. It's cool to think that we have these industry veterans that come back to the luncheon and get to share some of their stories, but also get to see where the industry's, you know, gone since they've retired. It's great to see that kind of growth.
It is.
Cool. I hope one day when I'm coming to the luncheon as a veteran that I'll get to share my story, but also see how far we've come.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And you'll still have to wear your bow ties and do the whole Todd Grossweiler brand. All right. Kind of in that vein of, you know, how things have progressed, you know, just over last 10, 15, 25 years, what has been, maybe, is there like a favorite or like a big technology or a big trend that has been your favorite, has been the thing that you were like, yep, that was the thing that, you know, kind of really changed the trajectory?
Technologies for me have been incremental for what we've done, whether it be an upgrade from an old estimating software to a new that I was part of. The integration of smartphones and tablets has been a big win for the industry. The ability to better share information in real time with your office and field forces has been a huge boost. You know, sorting through the best practices and that, like, so there's still so much stuff out there to even leverage on those. But I think that's been, since I've started working, one of the biggest improvements in what we're able to do. And it all boils down to good communication.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, for us, delving into growing our prefabrication and now modular construction have been, I think, huge wins for us. Still plenty of growth opportunities in both of those, but we're all struggling with getting the labor we need to build jobs. So trying to control the environments that we're doing the work in, making it easier for our men and women in the field to assemble things on site without having to become material handlers, move stuff all around the job sites is a big win.
Yeah. And I definitely agree. You know, I know whenever I brought our intern, he was amazed. I talked whenever he first got here, I talked about all these things like prefab, multi-trade prefab, modular, like all these things. And I had him kind of dig in to what those things were, because I was like, you've got to see it. But, you know, also he did not have a construction background. And so having to or him having all that come to life with him for him was really, really cool. He was completely floored. He was like, this is the coolest company. It is really cool. And they are doing a lot of really innovative things. And I feel like we need to change the word. I don't know if it's innovative anymore, but it is really cool. And I think that you guys do a great job of keeping that communication going. I know I've seen it anywhere from field operations to prefab and how you guys just coordinate it all. And I totally agree that the tablets and phone usage have been a huge thing. I know we do have some contractors that are very much still on paper and, you know, just trying to make the technology easier. That has been a big thing too. And I think that you guys do a great job of picking people in your company that aren't afraid of technology and trying to, like you said, develop that little communication aspect of it. Because I think that's key. And I think that can be intimidating for some of our contractors who are trying to get more into some software solutions and things like that.
Yeah. And what I'll say on an innovation, because I agree that term gets thrown around a lot, yeah, but it's relative.
True.
I've told people this before, like, don't judge your innovation based on what other people are doing.
Yes.
So the contractor that might still be on paper, making a transition from paper to, you know, paperless might be innovative for them.
Yeah.
For us, not so much, because we've been that way for a long time. So there's opportunities to innovate wherever you are. So don't think you have to jump to the top of the list by doing something that, you know, a large contractor has been doing for years.
I agree. And a lot of that, you know, even just going cloud-based is huge, you know, instead of multiple saves of Excel files and things like that. I learned that at the MEP Innovation Conference. I really didn't think, because you think about prefab and you think about these like huge facilities to do all this prefab, but prefab can be very small. Mm-hmm. And if those are the things that are maximizing your time and things like that, instead of being material handlers, I think you have to go with what works for your company, and it doesn't have to be very complicated. You don't have to do that in order to be innovative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of thing. Everything you do, when you change in your company to try a different process or a different technology or a different tool, there has to be a value calculation. And I think some of the software people out there get disappointed when I talk to me, because I'm like, oh, you have a really cool product, but I can't extract enough value out of it for where we are right now. Maybe in the future,
right,
it'll be a thing, but, you know, or getting a new tool. We recently purchased a CNC machine.
Yeah, that's
which is not a small investment, but we have projects that we can get great utility out of it, and it, you know, it may have already paid for itself.
Right. And see, yeah, it's things like that that I think the industry is changing in that way, which is really cool. I think a lot more people are seeing values in the little things, which is really cool. I think that in the last couple of years, it's been like, oh my gosh, everything that I heard for a long time was like BIM, VDC, all this kind of stuff. And then it's kind of shifted back to where are the things that have the true utility, which is cool. And that's why I love our association. I love Electri. I love, you know, the NECA innovation side, because it is that out of the box testing kind of thing, which is really cool. Let me ask you this. So, like, let's look at 2024. What are you looking forward to in 2024? And this could be personal. It also could be Allison Smith related.
I'm excited about Allison Smith's continued growth in the market. We're still actively hiring both field and office staff to help support the field staff. I'm excited about our modular construction division growing some more. That's not a small investment to get into, but for the type of work we do, there's definitely been some benefits. And again, we've done some value calculation that makes sense for us.
Yeah.
Personally, I have a son in high school. He's a freshman this year. Oh,
crazy.
Excited about that journey, trying to find ways to maximize time with him because it's going to be short now. The clock is ticking before he heads off.
Speeds up.
College. And I have a daughter in middle school. So she's 3 years behind my son, but that's going to go quickly too.
Yes. And so, I know you guys get to do some really fun stuff with them. I love your kids because they're super fun and they're wide open, which is nice. I always enjoy hanging out with them at some of our conferences.
Well, I will say that is one of my other favorite things is there are opportunities to share my work experience with my family and share my family with my work. So it really keeps that the warm hug you get from both work and your family. It's great.
I agree. And that is kind of, I guess, maybe innovative in itself because it traditionally you kind of keep those things separate. And that part is cool that, you know, a lot of our companies, we all know each other's spouses and things like that. And they've known each other's spouses and kids and stuff for a long time. And that is really cool. And again, I think that's kind of rare. So let's see. The things that I'm excited about for 2024 for AECA, man, I feel like there's a lot of things on the list. We're doing a lot more things with parents, which is really cool. It seems like in a lot of these conferences that I've been to, especially on the workforce and economic development side, seems like parents are the key. I've known that. We've been doing parent nights for the last 2 or 3 years. But it's cool that everybody else is getting on board with that, which is nice. And then I've got a lot of conferences. So we got MEP Innovation Conference coming up next month in January.
Yep.
So that should be cool. Plus we're in Orlando, which is fun. And then AECA, we'll have our Georgia conference in May. And that will be at Barnsley, at the Barnsley Resort. Yep. So super excited about that. You know, maybe there will be some karaoke things. Oh, yeah. And we have the Women in NECA conference in February, I think. And it's in Atlanta.
It is. And Allison Smith is the host contractor.
There'll
be some more tours of the office.
Very cool. You know, it's right around the corner from my house. So that totally works. That's really cool. Yeah, I'm excited this year. Just that, and that's really kind of like the first quarter and a half of the year. But there's so many things going on. Seems again like everything keeps speeding up in our industry, but it is, I feel like, you know, Atlanta has got a lot of things going on, which is really cool. Obviously, Allison Smith, you guys are always, you know, hit the ground running for things. So I'm excited.
That's great to hear. And I am also genuinely excited about all that y'all have been doing to engage more people and help market the industry, you know, for years, too many years. The construction industry in general and the electrical construction specifically to us has done not a good enough job of marketing. And that's been making improvements over the last handful of years.
Yeah.
So I think it's starting to pay some dividends.
I think so. And I think a lot of it is just being able to showcase you guys. You know, I think a lot of times people don't think about the power of everyone's story. And so it is important. Again, I grew up here and had no idea about our apprenticeship program. I don't have anybody in my immediate family in construction. So I had no idea that this whole world was out here. And I think that's the difference, you know, is you've got to have people who are willing to pull those stories out of people and just broadcast it, especially to Atlanta. I do think that we have some amazing things going on here that we are very, very much leaders in the industry. And that's cool. I'm very obviously biased.
Yeah, well, me too. And there are a lot of, like I said, good stories in the industry. And I think more so biased again than any other industry out there, the opportunities are vast regardless of how you start in the industry.
Exactly. You
know, and another gentleman at the industry luncheon for Allison Smith was Robert Jarrell. Mm-hmm. Started as an apprentice with the Allison Smith Company, retired as the CEO of Allison Smith. So And there's multiple ways to find growth opportunities in the industry.
Yeah, that's always impressive. And I don't think that people believe it. I tell students, I'm like, hey, if you have an idea, if you are interested in our industry, keep that idea. Start kind of working on those types of things. You know, you'll find contractors who will want your idea and want to try it out. And yeah, it does not matter how you come into our industry. We're here to train you, whether it's the apprenticeship program, whether it's a college program, whether it's on the job training. There are so many cool things in our industry. And I love that. I tell people all the time, there's a place for you in our industry. We just have to figure out the skills that you want to build on that our contractors can place you in.
Absolutely.